Welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Renice Yvette. Here in this podcast, we cover everything that you need to know to help support you in your first year with baby and beyond. So if you're ready to have a more empowered and joyful postpartum experience, join me in this episode. Hello, hello, beautiful mama, and welcome to the Postpartum Happiness Podcast. We are doing a Wellness Wednesday episode, and I'm so excited to bring these back. If you've been a listener, you know a while back, I was always doing a Wellness Wednesday episode every single week, and I stopped doing them for a bit, and I have to bring them back because I love them so much. You guys really love them. So why not do them again? For those of you that are new, I want to welcome you. I am your host, your fellow mama and friend, Renice, and we are going to get into some good stuff today that is going to be supportive for you as you are navigating your motherhood journey, wherever you are, whether you're a brand new mom, you're a mom-to-be, you're in that first couple years, this is going to help support you in your journey. So, what are we going to talk about this Wellness Wednesday episode? I want to give you two things. The episode that I did before this one, I gave you two tips that'll help you alleviate stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. So I'm going to kind of stick to my theme of giving you two things this Wellness Wednesday episode that will help, again, to support you to alleviate and lower your stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. But we're going to focus on a wellness aspect of it. So I want to premise here really quick and give you an idea of what I mean by Wellness Wednesday. Wellness for me is a holistic approach. We're talking about your mind, your emotions, your body inside and out, and your soul, right? We all have a little bit of spirituality of some sort, whether it's nature that we love, whether it's, you know, a religion, some sort of religion that you practice, whether it's whatever it may be, right? Whether it's sitting, you know, and being one with yourself, there's so many different aspects, mind, body, emotions, and soul that come along with your well-being overall. And those are the things we're going to talk about in our Wednesday episodes, but we're going to use it in ways that help to support you as a mom in any area, right? These things will definitely help you. Now, why am I talking about this? How can I bring this for you? Well, in my own experiences, number one, as a mom, I'm bringing you what I've experienced and what helped to support me. Number two, I am actually a certified fitness and health coach, in case you guys did not know that. Those of you that have been listening, I don't know if I've mentioned that before. And I'm also certified as a hypnotherapist. I'm certified in quite a few other things that deal with the mind and how the mind and the brain work. So with all of that, I like to bring everything into a nutshell and use that knowledge, use my experiences, and bring you, again, tips, bring you tips and tricks and knowledge and wisdom and modalities that you can utilize that will help to support you. And you can try these different practices. You can implement these different things and find what works for you. I'm not saying that what I bring here, do it, you know, verbatim, and then it's going to be the one thing that works for you. Not everything works for everyone. There is not one way fits all. I'm bringing you several different ways of doing things, several different modalities, several different tips and tricks so that you can utilize and practice and experiment so you can find what works for you. Use that and it helps to support you. Okay. For me, I've tried lots of different things out there. So many different things that didn't work for me. And I still bring them to you in the podcast because they may work for you. And then I bring you those things that did work for me. So Wellness Wednesdays are all about your well-being overall on a holistic approach, mind, body, emotions, soul, and giving you tips, tricks, practices, and modalities that will help you in that overall well-being. So what are the two things I have for you today? They're super simple, super easy to implement. Everybody can do it. It's not going to add things onto your plate. These are things you can do at any point in time. And I'm telling you, they're game changers, okay? This will help your well-being overall. This is going to help to alleviate a lot of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. It helps to shift your stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. And I'm telling you, you're absolutely going to love it. Okay, first one. First one is moving your body. I actually did a post on this like a week or two ago about moving your body. I'm not talking about like a hardcore workout. A lot of us, when we hear move your body, you're thinking, I have to go on a run, or I need to do a high intensity interval training workout, or I have to do something crazy. Okay, yuck for a lot of people. A lot of people be like, ugh, I'm not doing that. That's a turnoff. That makes me want to sit on the couch. I want to do the opposite of that. No way I'm moving my body. I'm already exhausted. Is that you? Feel free to raise your hand. Now, I'm a person, I thrive on moving my body. I was a gymnast for like 13 years growing up. I love moving my body. My body thrives off of that. Not everybody is wired that way. Not everybody's wired that way, but maybe you are a person that you movement helps you, or doing things helps you. You get more energy from that. For other people, movement can bring you the energy. And that's kind of what we're talking about here today. We are talking about not exercise. We're talking about just intentionally moving your body in some way, shape, or form. Now, my fun best two ways of doing this, again, we see a trend here of twos, right, this week. First of all, dance. Oh my gosh, everybody loves to dance. I don't know a single person out there that does not love to dance. You may not, if you say not me, you probably don't love to dance in front of other people, but I guarantee when nobody's around, you put that music on and you shake your tush. I'm pretty sure you're doing those things when nobody's looking. So don't tell me you don't like to dance. Everybody likes to. And if you're like me and you love it, this is going to be great for you. Put on some music in the house. Blast it if you want to. Like sometimes I put it on my Amazon, like on the TV, or I listen to it on my Alexa, or I put it on my phone. You can put it in your AirPods or your headphones or whatever. If you're driving in your car, you can blast it in your car. I don't care where you are. You can put some music on, whether it's in your ears or out loud, and put on the music that you know is going to make you want to move, shake it, groove, shake your tush, shake your booty, whatever phrase works for you. Put those songs on that make you want to move and just dance it out. Dance, dance, dance. It's intentional movement. It gets your heart pumping. It gets your blood, which gets your blood flowing and circulating, which is super good for your health, right? This is already good for your physical body. You're focused on what you are doing. You're focused on the music. You're focused on the movement. You're feeling into it, which shifts your mindset and gets you out of the thinking mode and into the feeling mode. So this is great for your emotions. It's great for your mindset. It's great, again, for your physical body. It's great for you being present and in the moment, which is a spiritual practice, right, that a lot of people have. This is great all around. So shake your booty. Put some music on, move your body, and dance it out. Okay, another one, my second favorite way, is to get outside or wherever. If you have a treadmill, this works too. Just go for a walk. Walk. Move your body. Going outside to go for a walk is extra beneficial. You get the vitamin D from the sun. You're out in nature. You are more present when you're outside and in nature. There are studies that show that when you go on a walk, it is extremely beneficial in all aspects and all ways. So this is a great one. You're getting a change of your environment. You're moving your body. You're, again, it's going to work for your physical. It's going to work for the mental. It's going to work for the spiritual, the emotional, all the ways. Just go for a walk. It doesn't even have to be long. You can go for a 5-minute walk and it's still something, right? So it's intentionally moving your body. Those are the two quickest, most simple ways. It's not a fast-paced walk, you guys. You're not speed walking. You don't have to speed walk. Just go for a leisure walk. Put the baby in the stroller and go for a walk. It's really beneficial for babies too, you guys. Very, very, very beneficial for them. So if you have little ones, put them in there, go for a walk together. If you have little ones and they're awake and you put some music on and you're dancing in front of your baby, they love that, Oh my gosh, they giggle, they smile, they're focused on you, their attention is there. It's a lot of fun for you and it's a lot of fun for the baby. So these are things you can incorporate very easily with little ones, okay? So those are my top two when it comes to moving your body. Just get up and do it. For me, I started working out was my movement, but I didn't do vigorous workouts. It was just something small. It may have been like 10 minutes at a time. It was just something. And what I found for myself was it helped me mentally and emotionally. It really helped me when it came to feeling stressed and feeling anxious. It lowered those levels for me. It made me feel a little bit better. So I kept doing it. It became a practice, a regimen, like my everyday routine type of situation. I would do it 4 or 5 days a week and I would take days off to give myself time, but I would still move my body intentionally in those off days by dancing, fun stuff, you know, nothing like making it seem like it has to be so serious, right? We want to make this fun. You want to make this exciting and fun for yourself, because if you make it so serious and you start putting pressure on yourself, it takes the fun out of it and you start not wanting to do it. You start feeling resentment towards it. So make it fun, make it light, make it something that you enjoy. And that's what I would do, right? Workouts I enjoyed, or walking when I just wanted to be outside to move my body, or dancing it out in the middle of my living room. And it helped to support me, and I know it's going to help to support you. So find that thing in movement that works for you and practice it, because I'm telling you, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel good for sure in some way, shape, or form. All right, so that's number one. Number two, my second thing when it comes to your well-being, when it comes to you alleviating some stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, is to change your environment. Yeah, you're probably like, really, Renice? That's a well-being thing? That's for my wellness, just changing my environment? Okay, let me promise this for you. Let me give you why. Let me tell you how this helps to support you. Your environment is a very key factor in how you feel. For example, have you ever had it where your closet was like cluttered and you cleaned out your closet and suddenly you felt different, you feel better? You're like, wow, that feels so great to have that, you know, nice and open and organized. Or maybe your living room was a disaster or the kitchen was a disaster and you cleaned it. And then after you cleaned it, you take a look at it and you get that, that feels, wow, ooh, that feels so nice. You feel different because your environment has shifted. There's a shift in your environment. Or maybe you've had it where you've been indoors. Like I get this, I'm from the Midwest. So in the wintertime, we spend a lot of time in the indoors, right? Where it's so cold outside, we stay in the indoors. Here in Houston, Texas, it's very hot in the summer. So people spend a lot of time indoors in the summer. It's very opposite. I'm still figuring that one out, you guys. It's very difficult for me to balance that. I'm like, what is this? Summer, I'm used to being outside the whole time, but it's too hot here to be outside. What is that about? I will figure it out. But that's my side note. Now, when you change your environment, it changes your perspective. So like up north, when we would stay indoors all that time, to get back to my example here, we would find ourselves with like, they kind of called it like a depression that comes in because you're indoors so much that your body longs to be outside. It longs for that fresh air. So I found when I lived out there, if I would just go outside, my dad would shovel the driveway, for instance, and I would just go outside and help him shovel just because I needed to get out of the four walls of the house. I was like, I need to do something. I need to get out of here. So I would do that and I would feel so much better, right? Or I would just go outside and stand outside for a few minutes, or I would go run an errand, right? Just go somewhere else. And I always felt better. I always did. I was just like, oh, it's your change of scenery. It's a change of the environment. Same thing here, right? Being indoors in the summer, like you get tired of the four walls. You want to be outside. So I may like, all right, let's go to the beach, or let's go to someplace that has water, or let's just go to the store somewhere else that has air conditioning, right? Just go walk around the store. Go walk around Target. Doesn't matter where you are, as long as you have that change of environment. It's going to help you to feel better. It shifts your state of mind and it shifts your physical awareness of what your body is experiencing, right? It's different from being indoors in the house to being outside, or from indoors somewhere else to being in that, like a Target. Like, that environment feels different for you physically. So this is really, really, really beneficial for your mind. And this is very, very, very beneficial for your emotions as well. This is like your mental well-being that we're talking about. So good to shift your state, to shift where you're at. It causes you to do something, to go somewhere else, to have a different experience. So just by shifting your environment, you shift so many other things, and they're very beneficial for you when it comes to the well-being overall, because you will feel better. So again, like going outside to go for a walk, that's both of these things in one. You're shifting your environment, but you're also moving your body. Great. Super beneficial. You're now practice two things in one. You're getting double benefits. Awesome. Right? So do this when you start finding yourself in that place of feeling really down, or maybe you're feeling a little like claustrophobic in a way, like I just need to get out of this house. I was stuck in my house a lot with my when my babies were little. We lived in Alabama where it was super hot as well, and I didn't have friends or family around, so I really didn't have much at all to really turn towards. So I would find myself, when I wanted to change my environment, like in the summer, I would drive the babies around. I would just get in the car and I would drive. Like, I didn't have to have a destination. I just needed to go for a drive. And it did. It helped me. It was good for the kids. They got out of the house, right? We know we say this to kids all the time. Like, they're stuck in the house too long. They need to go outside and play, or they need to go do something. It's because we all long for that as human beings. So change your environment when you find yourself in that state. Change your environment when you feel like you need something different. Change your environment when you're feeling stressed. Change your environment when you're feeling overwhelmed. When you find yourself in those places, maybe you're feeling really down, just do that. Take a step outside. Sit outside. You don't even have to do anything out there. Just sit outside. Go to your local store, like I said, a Target or a Walmart or wherever. Go to the store, or just do what I did. Get in your car and drive around. Something about changing that environment will really change your state. It can boost your energy. It shifts your vibes. It shifts your mindset. It gets your body from one state to another. So beneficial for your well-being overall. So those are my top two that I have for you today when it comes to your well-being that are super easy to implement. Like I said, it doesn't add anything to your plate. It's not adding to your load of busyness. It's so simple, and you're going to feel a lot better afterwards. And both of these are going to give you that boost of energy that every new mom, every mom out there longs for. We always need more energy, right? Especially when we're getting lack of sleep, especially when we're so busy in the day to day. So get that little bit of energy. Give yourself a little bit of something by either changing your environment or moving your body, and notice how much better you feel. I guarantee you're going to feel a little bit better in some way, shape, or form, for sure. So that's all that I have for you. If you have any questions, or maybe a topic you want me to bring on a Wellness Wednesday episode, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. All of that information on how to contact me is in the show notes. And you guys know I absolutely love hearing from you, and I respond every single time to your messages. So always send those to me, because I love, love, love connecting with you guys. All right. I am asking you, please leave a rating or review if you enjoyed this episode. And if not, share it with a fellow mom. Share this episode. I am sure that there's a mom out there that can benefit from this information as well. And that's why this podcast is here, to help to support as many moms in their journey as possible. So if no one tells you today, you are doing an absolutely amazing job. And remember that you are doing the best you can with what you have, and that is more than enough. All right, till next time. Bye. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for listening. And if you love this episode, please follow or subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with a fellow expecting or new mama that you feel would resonate with it too. Thank you so much again for listening. And I hope these episodes are helping to support you wherever you are in your postpartum journey.